I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today, we are celebrating God's call in Jackie's life, her unique calling to priesthood and to service here at St. Peter's. And as we do, we also highlight God's unique call in each of our lives as we grow in love and service for one another. I have not known Jackie long, but I feel privileged to be her colleague in ministry and happy to be preaching on this special day. For Jackie and I do have a few things in common. We are both, of course, women, and we are both priests. We have both journeyed through a range of theological views and expressions of faith. We both value unity and diversity in the church. And I suspect we both, at one time or another, have wondered, how have I become a priest in the Church of England? And this question, I think, has a simple answer. It has to do with God and the surprising way he works in the lives of his people. And this morning, we are affirming God's particular call in Jackie's life. So what then does it mean to be called by God? It is, after all, a bold statement to make. And looking at today's reading, I was pleasantly surprised to see how they each have much to say on the subject. The prophecy of Isaiah, for example, tells of the fulfillment in God's promise to redeem his people. God had called his people long ago to be a source of blessing to the world. And it seems, as Isaiah's prophecy now draws to completion, this promise will soon be fulfilled. And Isaiah's use of feminine imagery for God is also quite interesting and relevant for today. God is compared to a mother who offers comfort and attention to his children. God, as mother, has compassion on her people and calls us in ways particular to who we are. God's call, it seems, is a gentle invitation to a new and somewhat surprising way of life. Look for a moment to our reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians. St. Paul, who had quite a dramatic conversion experience, also had a particular calling towards unity within the people of God. His vision was to build up the church so that together we might take the gospel of Christ to the outsider. We see throughout Paul's letters, he spends much of his time settling disagreements, advising others on how they might grow in their calling into unity and godliness. Towards the end of today's reading, Paul announces that we are a new creation, that in Christ, we and the whole created order have been made anew. This changes everything, and it is at the heart of our understanding of the calling of God. If I were to choose a favorite gospel, it would be Luke. Luke, called the evangelist, was an educated man, possibly a doctor, and his gospel has a particular focus on justice and mercy for women, for the poor, and for the outsider. And today's reading gives us a snapshot into the lives of the first ministers of the church. Two by two, they were sent to proclaim the gospel, to tell others of the love of Christ. Some will receive them, others will not. But that is okay, because the value of their calling is not in their success, but in living out the love and grace of God. When training for ministry, as many of us here today can attest, much of our time is spent discussing our personal vocation and calling. And theologians have much to do in helping us gain a fuller understanding of what it means to be called by God. Rowan Williams, for example, speaks about calling in relational terms. God, he says, does not see us as a group of workers ready and waiting to do his bidding. But God sees and calls us as ourselves. We do not need to earn God's favor, For God's call is an invitation to relationship. He simply wants us to be with him. And the practical aspect of our calling, what we are called to do, flows from this relationship. It has been a joy having Jackie with us here at St. Peter's these past 6 months. I've appreciated her gifts of teaching, her wisdom and insight in ministry, and her sense of openness and honesty. Today, Jackie takes her next step in her calling. It has been 28 years since she was ordained deacon, and through these years, she has flourished in her vocation as a servant. Soon after ordination, Jackie married Luke, and together they raised 3 boys. Early on, Jackie made a decision to focus on her family while continuing to serve in the parish. And for this, she is very grateful. In the parishes where Jackie has served her ministry, the ordination of women was not always valued, and yet she continued to serve the church in many ways. She has run toddler groups, choirs, youth groups. She's founded a mother's union chapter, run confirmation courses, and led a ministry to a local women's shelter. She's also led Bible studies, prayer groups, and pilgrimages. And yet, as important as these things are, it is not the activities of ministry that define Jackie's calling. 1 week ago today, Jackie was ordained priest. Her call to be a deacon, a servant, remains, but now she is moving in a new direction where she is called to reflect the presence of God in a particular way. Today, we have all been invited into a special season of Jackie's life, and our role as a church is to welcome, encourage, and receive her ministry as she begins her life as a priest. As Jackie presides at the Eucharist, she presents the mystery of God who has come among us, the presence of God revealed in the life of Christ. Through the blessing of the wine and the breaking of the bread, Jackie invites us each into the very heart of God. And this invitation is a gift. God is made present simply because he is here, and he is here because he loves us. Proclaiming this is what calling is all about. I'd like to close with a poem by George Herbert titled The Call. Come my way, my truth, my life. Such a way as gives us breath, such a truth as ends all strife, and such a life as killeth death. Come, my light, my feast, my strength, such a light as shows a feast, such a feast as mends in length, such a strength as makes his guest. Come, my joy, my love, my heart, such a joy as none can move, such a love as none can part, such a heart as joys in love. Amen.